evening. I assume you're the first to arrive.
Anna
has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Yadula Chimin Ha La Ti Serra. Alapet Gimel Yatap Sadi connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. This connects to tearing up Satan and small gates, eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. This connects to Parnasa, sustenance, and it also has a healing sequence within it. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel. This connects to eternal victory. Pasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim. This connects to thankfulness and appreciation. Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This connects to creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Yavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shinkufav Tadiyuta. And this connects to Ahavatinam,
has joined,
process of manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Noseya Won Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool that comes from the Sulam commentary in the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandeku Chabrihu Komadia Ved Leelawitata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Bigshot Vidlaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vidach Yale Yamineya Ulan Hagabeya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot. Inun wikola itzterich bealma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. By studying this verse, it comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. We connect to this energy of peace in the Middle East. Wisam ti makom liamili Israel untati wishatam tata willo yergas od willo yosifu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption, providing the children of Israel are ready for that redemption. When we study this verse from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21, we are connecting to this energy of redemption. And we're also building the vessel so that we will be ready for that redemption. Wagam mehem eka lato hanim lalivim amar adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. The 72 names of God, we connect to them via the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel.
Has joined.
Wahe be yo ahe ala wa me zayo. Dame be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo 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 me. Re la yo me he me. The tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the eighth day of Kislev, Rabbi Abraham HaKohen Yitzhaki, Rabbi Moshe, the author of the Mahadura Basra, and that's printed at the back of most of the volumes of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yehuda Kalvo, Rabbi Yitzhak Navon, Rabbi Moshe Shapira of Slavita, Rabbi Abraham Yitzhak of Tunis, Rabbi Aaron Twersky, the third Chernobyl Rebbe, Rav Nachum Dov Schneerson, Rabbi Abraham Mordechai of Kamarna, Rabbi Pinchas David Horowitz, known as the Bostoner Rebbe, Rabbi David Borenstein, Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler, the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. And we'll start now with a L'shem Yichud before we do something we haven't done together in a long time, and that's the 10 utterances. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhei bavavhe, be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu penenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu penenehu. V'daber Elohim et kol ha'divarim ha'eile le'mor, anochi Hashem. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al Asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachav elachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha el kana poked avon o avod alpanim al shileshim We all remain Lishonai Biyoseh Hesed La Alafin La Ohavai Ushomre Mitzvotai Lotisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha La Shav Ki Lo Yenake Hashem Et Asher Yisayet Shemo La Shazahor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod V'yasita Kol Melachtecha Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat Lashem Elohecha, lo taseh kol melacha, ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha va'amadcha, uvhemtecha begercha asher isharecha. Isheshet yamim basa Hashem ed hashamayim v'et haaretz ed hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom hashabbat v'yikadshehu כבד את אביך ואת אמך למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך לא תרצח לא תינא לא תגנוב לא תענה ברעך Et shaker lo tachmod, et reecha lo tichmod, eshet hareecha, v'avdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. Now do the Ani meditation, which is a method of climbing the tree of life, elevating our own spiritual levels. Malchut. Yoahini wa yohe, yoahini wa yohe, yoahini wa yohe. Yesod. Yoahuni wa
Shemei de
Kadisha. Le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata. Tushbechata v'nechemata. Da'amiran bi'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Ve'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav. Yaseh shalom aleinu. V'al kol Yisrael. Ve'imru amen. Tonight's class is the Neth, a commentary by the Ari on this week's Parasha of Vayetze. You'll find the handout on row 4 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 14, I mean. It's the second column from the left. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to Parasha Vayetze. And there are three links. The last one is titled Two Names, Two Wives, except the first number two is an at sign by an error by me. We will say in a second Hashem Yehud. For this study, L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tevid Kilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Karenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Karenehu. Two names, two wives. The Kabbalah explains that Rachel and Leah, each united with a unique aspect of the spirit of Jacob. Parasha Vayetze describes the Jacob's marriage to both Leah and Rachel. Laban had two daughters. The name of the older one was Leah, and the name of the younger one was Rachel. Leah's eyes were tender, while Rachel had beautiful features and was of beautiful appearance. Jacob loved Rachel, and he said to Laban, I will work for you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. So Jacob worked for Rachel 7 years, but in his eyes they seemed a mere few days because of his love for her. Jacob then said to Laban, give me my wife, for my time is up, and let me marry her. So Laban gathered together all the local people and made a feast. When it was evening, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he consummated the marriage with her. When morning came, behold, it was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I worked for you? Why do you deceive me? Laban replied, in our region it is not done to give a younger daughter in marriage before the older. Complete the bridal week of this one. Then we will give you that one too, in return for the work that you will do for me for another 7 years. Jacob complied and completed the bridal week of the one, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife, Jacob. Thus also married Rachel, and he loved Rachel even more than Leah. He then worked for Laban another 7 years. God saw that Leah was hated, and he opened her womb, while Rachel remained barren. The mystical significance of Jacob and his two wives, Rachel and Leah, is as follows. I just would like to make I've said this before, but here is the proof from the English translations of the Ari, who's taking it from the Hebrew the Hebrew writing of the Torah, that when the week of marriage was completed, the 7 days of blessings, essentially the Sheva Brachot, he then married Rachel on the 8th day and had another week of bridal Sheva Brachot, after which he worked 7 more years to pay the debt of Rachel. Most people think that he had to wait 7 years to be with Rachel after marrying Leah. But that is not true, and it's something that we need to understand and not make these mistakes from the English translation. I'm continuing to read. Rachel and Leah personified the two parts of Bima, the Nukva. As we have seen in previous teachings, Rachel and Leah personified the two parts of Bima of the Nukva, while Jacob in general personified Zerah and Pin. Know that Jacob has two names, for he was originally named Jacob, and this name applies to him when he had only rectified Zerah and Pin from the chest down. He then personified only that level of spirituality and lower. And as is known, Rachel's stature relative to Zerah and Pin is from his chest down. It is therefore written, and Jacob loved Rachel, the latter being also termed the revealed world, as is known. For the revelations of light is from Zerah and Pin's chest down, for it is there that Yesod Avima ends. Leah's stature, in contrast, is from the chest of Zerah and Pin and up, for there the lights are covered. She is therefore termed the hidden world. Ima is the intellect, specifically Bina, the full development of the insight of Chokmah. The emotions, the partsuf of Zerah and Pin, function best when the intellectual comprehension that gave rise to them is still present in them in some way. Without this tie to the intellect, the emotions are quickly derailed and diverted by the animal soul to its own selfish concerns. The Yesod Avima is the drive within the intellect to actualize itself, and this drive is present in the emotional consciousness as far as the upper third of its tiferet, that is within the emotions' own intellect, the Chokmah, Bina, and Daat of tiferet. The primary emotions, Chesed and Gevura, and the intellectual aspect, meaning the upper third of the central emotion of tiferet. From that point on, the emotions take on a life of their own, so to speak, and the Yesod of Ima, the thrust of the intellect to actualize itself, is no longer felt. Thus, the upper half of Zerah and Pin is called the hidden world. For all this level, the emotions are still concealed within the intellect, while the lower half of Zerah and Pin is called the revealed world, for only there do the emotions fully assert themselves. If you don't understand what I just read, please read it again and again and again, because it's really important to understand what causes Chesed Gevura and the top third of Tiferet to be concealed. Continuing to read. Thus it is written in the Zohar. Come see, when Jacob served Laban for the first 7 years, a voice went out and said, from the world to the world, meaning the hidden supernal world, the Jubilee. Before this, it is written, come see, the Jubilee is everywhere, hidden and is not revealed, while the sabbatical year is revealed. According to the Zohar, when Jacob had finished serving Laban for the first 7 years, and Laban tricked him into marrying Leah, God said to Jacob, it is written, blessed be God, the God of Israel, from the world to the world. This meant if it was divine providence that you married Leah first, because in order to reveal divinity in the world, to bless Hashem, you must first rectify the higher world, which is personified by Leah, and only then the lower one, which is personified by Rachel. And this is an unwritten commentary, but this is one of the explanations for why Leah had 6 children prior to Rachel having any. Continuing to read. There is a hidden world and a revealed world. The Zohar also contrasts the Jubilee year with the sabbatical year. Both of these years are associated with the number 7. The sabbatical year is the 7th year of the agricultural cycle, while the Jubilee year is the year after 7 agricultural cycles of 7 years each, the 50th year. Thus, the Jubilee year is a more encompassing 7th than is the sabbatical year, a higher perspective and an order of consciousness. The fact that the Jubilee is the 50th year associates it naturally with Ima, for there are 50 gates of understanding. Bina is associated with the Partsuf of Ima. Based on this, the Zohar identifies the Jubilee year with the upper half of Zeranpin, where Ima is manifest, and the sabbatical year with the lower half of Zeranpin, where Ima is no longer manifest. In this imagery, the Jubilee is Leah, the hidden world, and the sabbatical year is Rachel, the revealed world. Thus, there is a hidden world and a revealed world. Now, Leah extends opposite 7 sephirot of Zeranpin, Keter Hakma Bina Dat Chesed Gevura, and the upper third of Tiferet, until the chest. These were manifest as the 7 years in which Jacob worked for Leah. They were hidden from him, for he did not think that he was working in order to marry Leah, as it is stated in the Zohar. The Partsuf of Leah being at the level of the upper half of Zeranpin was hidden from Jacob because he had not yet reached that level in his own development. He therefore could not realize that his first 7 years of work were actually earning him Leah. This is because Jacob had not yet reached this level during this time. So these 7 years were thus hidden from him. And this is why Jacob hated Leah. He had not yet reached her level. This is an unwritten commentary, but I'm just want to explain. Chesed, the Gevura, and the upper third of Tiferet are concealed from Jacob. The reason they're concealed is because in Chesed there are 10 sephirot, of which the top 3 are the intellect, the mental aspects. And the top three in Gevura are also the mental aspects. 3 plus 3 is 6. The seventh is the upper third of Tiferet. And each of those seven that I mentioned have 10 of their own. But the only ones that really count are the lower 50 of those 70. And that's what connects them to being actually it's the upper 50, not the lower 50. I'm continuing to read. During the 20 years that Jacob spent at Laban's, he'd rectified the entire partsuf of Zerah and Pin. Only then could he appreciate Leah. And that is why the Torah says she was hated, because he wasn't ready to perceive her as she was meant to be perceived. But after he rectified the other entire span of Zerantin, he was called Israel, as we have explained on that passage for the name Israel, or Yisrael, is composed of the same letters as the words for a head for me, Li Rosh. For then he rectified Zerantin all the way up to its head. Israel is spelled Yud Shin Resh Aleph Lamed. Li Rosh is spelled Lamed Yud Resh Aleph Shin. Jacob was renamed Israel on his way back into the land of Israel after having completed his stay with Laban. Li Rosh and Yisrael have the same letters. But in the beginning, he was at its bottom. It's Netzach Kod and Yesod. This is why he was called Jacob, in Hebrew Yaakov, meaning the heel. Yaakov means he will heal, from the noun Ekev, heel, meaning the bottom of your foot, or the part of your foot that is at the back of...
Has joined.
It's the part of the foot that connects to the leg. Once he reached her level, he coupled only with Leah, for Rachel had already died. He was also buried only with Leah in the Machpelah cave, now not with Rachel. Only a diffused radiance of the intellect can remain in the consciousness when we switch to emotional mode. We will now explain the mystical levels personified by Leah and Rachel. Rachel issues from a radiance of Yesod of Ima after it has been revealed from the chest down of Zerantin. This radiance being from Ima's back. For the front of Ima is manifest as the name Sag. Havaya spelled out to equal the numerical value of 63. The simple regressive iteration known as the back of Sag equals 72, and the spelling out of this iteration equals 166. All that can be revealed from Ima into Zerantin is its back, its superficial aspects. The intellect in all its own intensity cannot shine directly into the emotions, for the emotions are by nature non-intellectual. Only a diffused radiance of the intellect, the memory of the intellectual inspiration, that gave rise to the emotional response can remain in the consciousness when we switch to emotional mode. We have seen previously that the four spellings out of the name Havaya, 72, 63, 45, and 52, are associated respectively with the four major parts of Parsufim, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. The presence of Ima within Zeranpin then is the back of Ima, or the back of the name Sad. The back of a name is indicated by the regressive iteration of that Parsuf, where we see the letters of the name turning their backs to us, one by one as they withdraw into a higher level. For Sag, this is, and I give you this chart, which is composed of the step, the letter gematria, the spelled out name of the letter, and the spelled out gematria. So the first step is the Yud, which is 10, but it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. The second step is Yud He, which is 15, but that becomes Yud Vav Dalet He Yud, which is 35. Step 3 is Yud He Vav, which is 21. In Yud Vav Dalet He Yud Vav Aleph Vav, which is 48. And the fourth step, Yud He Vav He, is 26. But Yud Vav Dalet He Yud Vav Aleph Vav He Yud, there are four Yuds. No, three Yuds in that sequence. They total 63. This is how we arrive at the total letter gematria being 72, which is 26 plus 21 is 47 plus 15 is 62 plus 10 is 72. And when the names are spelled out, the total is 166. I'll leave it up to you to prove that to yourselves. The number of these two numerical values is that of Rachel, which is 238. Rachel is spelled Reshet Lamed, which is 238. In contrast, Leah is from the radiance of Yesod of Ima, further up on the level of Dat of Zeranpin. Malchut of Ima, which is at that level, together with Ima's Yesod, shines outward behind Zeranpin's head. And there it becomes the Partsuf of Leah, as is explained in the Shar HaMitzvot on the verse, "He shall not have too many wives." A king in Israel may not have too many wives. That's where this statement is coming from. Present within Yesod Avima is Malchut Avima, the intellect's drive for expression. The intellect expresses itself at the level of the emotions intellect through thought. Thought is thus the way the intellect expresses itself in the intellectual context of the emotions, as opposed to speech, which is how intellect expresses itself in a pure emotional context, or in the emotional context of the emotions, as opposed to the intellectual context of the emotions. Leah connects to thought, which is equal to the intellect expressing itself in the emotional context of the emotions. Rachel is speech, which is the intellect expressing itself through the emotional component of the emotions. I am adding. I have not made any comments on the above. This is because words are inadequate to see these movements of the Sephiroth relative to each other. Contemplate my commentary. This is the mystical significance of the knot of the head tefillin, which is called the dalet. The knot of the head tefillin is placed in the nape of the neck, behind the head, and according to the Arizal, should be in the form of the letter dalet. The numerical value of the dalet is 4, indicating the 3 sephirot of the intellect, dot, subdividing into the 2 origins of Chesed and Gevurah. Thus, this knot indicates the emergence of the partsuf of Leah, which is thought from the back of the head. Leah is a complete partsuf, extending from Keter to Zeran Pin to its chest. The reason it is called Leah is because the partsuf of the supernal Ima is known as the name Elohim, and is divided into 2 parts, Hu in Hebrew, which is me, and these, Ele. As is mentioned in the Zohar, in the exposition of the mystical meaning of the verse, who are these that fly like a cloud? Although in some contexts, Ima is associated with the name Sag, as we said, in others it is associated with the name Elohim, inasmuch as it is a constriction of the brilliance of the insight of Chokhmah. The name Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. These letters form the 2 words, Mi, Mem Yud, and Ela, Aleph Lamed Hey. The letters of the word Ela can be rearranged to spell Leah, Lamed Aleph Hey. The explanation of this is that from Keter to the upper half of Tiferet, of the supernal Ima is called Hu, which is me in Hebrew, while from the lower half of its Tiferet downward, it is called these, which is Ela. The radiance of these issues from the back of Zeran Pin and become Leah. Thus, the lower half of Ima, present in the upper half of Zeran Pin, becomes Leah. The upper half of Ima remains beyond Zeran Pin and is thus represented by a question, which is who, or the Hebrew word me, Mem Yud. We will now explain the coupling of Zeran Pin with Leah. It is necessary to explain this because its coupling with Rachel is self-understood, because Rachel is below so that his and her Yesod can couple. But how can he couple with Leah? In fact, this is the very reason why Jacob loved Rachel and Leah was hated. For his coupling with Leah was inconceivable to Jacob at first, before he was called Israel, as we said. This is alluded to in the Zohar, and God saw that Leah was hated. From here we derive that a person detests the nakedness of his mother. The explanation of this is, as we have said, a man naturally recoils at the idea of incestuous relations with his mother. Since Leah manifested Ima, the mother of Zeran Pin, Jacob at first recoiled at the idea of marrying her. But we must first tell you about the Yesod of Leah and the Yesod of Zeran Pin that couples with it, and how this is done. Yesod of Ima extends until the chest of Zeran Pin, as is known, from the 2 hinges and 2 doors in Ima's Yesod, the 2 breasts on the chest of Zeran Pin are made, as we have explained in our exposition of the Zohar. There we explain that this is the mystical significance of the verse, Your strongholds will be powerful. The doors and hinges of the womb are understood to be the muscles that open and close it. The Arizal says the following in the gate of Ma'amare Rashbi. The origin of his mature Tiferet is his immature Yesod. The supernal Ima is manifest in Zerantin via the intellect of Zerantin. Only Netzach Hoden Yesod of Ima is manifest within it. Her Netzach has three segments corresponding to the thigh, the leg, and the foot. These are manifest in the three Sefirot on the right side of Zerantin, which is Chachma, Chesed, and Netzach. The three segments of her Hod are manifest on the left side of Zerantin. The three segments of her Hod are manifest on the left side of Zerantin. They're Bina, Gevura, and Hod. Her Yesod, however, is shorter, and when it is manifest in the middle axis of Zerantin, it reaches only as far as the chest. In Tiferet of Zerantin, as we have explained elsewhere, because the Yesod of Ima is an empty space, unlike the masculine Yesod, as is known, Yesod is known as the name Shaddai, spelled Shin Dalet Yud. It is also known that the Yesod of the woman, there are two hinges. And hinge in Hebrew is the Hebrew word fear. And two doors. Door in Hebrew is known as Dalet or Delet. Spelled the same as the letter Dalet, as our Savior said. The numerical value of the word for hinge, Seer, is 300, and that of the letter Shin, which is 300. When this is joined with one door letter, Dalet, we have a breast. The Hebrew word being spelled Shin Dalet is the word for breast. Similarly, the second hinge and the door on the other side produces the other breast. And thus are produced the two breasts on the chest of Zerantin. In this context, the upper third of Tiferet of Zerantin is called Shaddai, which means my breast. This is the meaning of the verse, your strongholds, in Hebrew, Patsirecha, will be powerful, Shaddai. This may be interpreted to mean, because of your hinges, you will be Shaddai. I am adding. This is confusing since the name of Hashem in Yesod is Shaddai. Yet here we are taught that Shaddai is in Tiferet. The Yesod of Leah is also positioned behind Zerantin, opposite the breasts on his chest. And I am adding. When Adam and Chava were initially created back-to-back, the Yesod of Leah is approximately at the same level as Adam's Yesod due to the height difference of men and women. This is my opinion. We will now explain exactly what is the Yesod that couples with the Yesod of Leah. We have already explained that at first, before it metamorphosed into a partsuf, Zerantin comprised only the six extremities, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Later, when it matured, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet were elevated and became Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet. After this, he developed new Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And it follows that the origin of his mature Tiferet is his immature Yesod. It further follows that the Yesod of Ima and the Yesod of Leah and the original Yesod of Zerantin are all three at the level of Zerantin's mature chest. The Yesod Zabima and Leah are positioned opposite the Tiferet of Zeratin. But this Tiferet was initially Zeratin's Yesod. So therefore, it has enough of its original nature still in it to function as a Yesod. And thus Leah can couple with Zeratin. When Leah turns around to face him, the Yesod of Ima joins with the Yesod of Leah inside it, and they fuse to become one Yesod of a feminine partsu. It is with them that the Yesod of Zeratin, that is there at the level of his chest, couples as mentioned above. We explain all this in detail in our commentary on the verse, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt. This then is the explanation of the statement in the Zohar. From here we derive that a person hates the nakedness of his mother. This statement can now be understood literally. On another occasion, I, Rabbi Chaim Vital, heard from my master of blessed memory that Zeratin couples with Leah at the level of his dot, which becomes a form of Yesod in order to couple with Leah. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, and Adam knew his wife. For this type of higher level coupling occurs through dot and is called carnal knowledge. This explains why the verb to know is used as an idiomatic expression for marital relations, rather than a verb more explicitly derived from Yesod, like founded or the like. As is known, the coupling at the level of dot is hidden and concealed. In my opinion, both these explanations are the same, for the dot of Zeratin extends until his chest, and it is the Yesod of that level. This essay will be continued. Are there any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that tomorrow night is the 9th of the 9th. And when we get the appropriate hour on Wednesday at 10 a.m., we will make the connection and to the ritual as discussed on Sunday. Our classes tomorrow, our morning classes at 7 a.m., we'll continue, we'll read the third Aliyah, and we will continue our discussions of the letter from the Ramban. We'll continue our study of the book of Joshua at our 11 o'clock class. Our deep Zohar will continue our study of chapter 22 or section 22. And our 7 o'clock class tomorrow night is a Tikkuni Zohar class. But it's really part of a preparation for Hanukkah. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts that one would like to express about the sexuality that was described by the Ari that explains so much? And I will just continue one comment. It is well known that there are 248 parts of a body in a man. That's why there are 248 positive mitzvot. But it also explains in the Talmud that there are 252 parts of the body in a woman. But supposedly, those additional four parts are never discussed. But the source of those additional four parts are the hinges and the doors, both expressed in terms of plural. And the plural of one, or the plural of something, is two. Two of that thing. So there are two hinges and there are two doors. So are there any questions or comments or thoughts you would like to express? I wish you all shalom gadol and have a beautiful evening. Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom, thank you.